Network.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. We have two docs in the house, Dr. Michael Ciampi and Dr. Claude Barrabee. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Do you have any doctors we have here every week? It's pretty cool, actually. Very cool.
Once we don't charge that much either.
Yeah, right. It's amazing. You guys are pretty good. It's all free. I appreciate that. It's so kind of you. So kind of you to come in here. No, it's great, though. Did you guys, I know you watched some excerpts. Did you watch Bret Baier and Kamala Harris?
I just heard some of the excerpts driving down here this morning because I was tied up with something else. I was working on a new piece.
I just honestly believe it was such a train wreck for her that I realized why she did it, why she felt she had to do it. But once again, she cannot talk about what she's going to do. All she did was try to demonize Trump. And it was really funny. He was on Univision, and somebody stood up and said, can you say three nice things about her? And he said, well, you know, look, I think she's a train wreck. But look, she she has really nice friendships, and you know, she's a survivor. She was knocked out of the presidential race, and here she is running. And, you know, that's a skill set a lot of people don't have, you know, that she's a survivor. And he said a third one, which I don't recall what it was. But
that's actually a really good thing to do. And Ray, you know about this event that I had about a month and a half ago at my house. It was actually the first breakfast I hosted. And, Doc, I don't think you know about this, but I invited the two nominees, the two party nominees for the U.S. Senate running against Angus, David Costello, the Democratic nominee, and Demi Kazunas, the Republican nominee. And to their credit, you know, who am I? I'm just some guy. But I invited them to breakfast.
Who has a PhD, but no big deal.
Yeah, that's no big deal. You know, I got down in Grenada, you know. And I just invited them to breakfast. And I said, look, here are the rules. We're going to videotape this. There's no editing whatsoever. And we're going to have breakfast together for about an hour and talk with each other. It's no debate, no real Q&A. It's like just a conversation. And what I'd hoped to do was to try to elevate the debate, but also de-escalate, you know, the attacks that happen in politics. And, you know, to their credit, they both came over. We had a great time. I posted it on my the whole video on my Substack. It's not edited except for like the first minute or two where I talk for a little bit. And I have to because I'm an idiot. But they stayed for another hour and talked. And I was like, this is so refreshing because I'm at this table, a breakfast table, which we're having coffee and breakfast, and they're talking about their experiences, some shared experiences. And they talked about issues in a substantive manner. And I said, you know what? This is what I would love to do. I would just like to host breakfasts for a Republican and a Democrat running against each other. And, you know, I think it came out the better. And again, to David and Demi, to their credit, came over. And of course, I contacted Demi through you. I had never met her before. And she's incredible. And I've known David for about 35 years. But they both had the courage of their convictions, and they were both open to the idea, and it was just so refreshing. And so I want to thank them publicly for coming over to the house and having that video session. And again, if your listeners are interested, if you go to claudebarrabee.substack.com, I think it is, and it was about a month and a half ago, the video. So
yeah, nice. I thought it was great you did this, and I'd love to see more of that. That was more of a Lincoln Douglas style discussion where they talk about substantive issues and not the absolute foolishness we're hearing. I want to go back.
And people see how nice they are. Good right. people. They good both people. Have different experiences, but you know, gosh darn, it was that different.
Nice. Nice.
It's just crazy. Megan Doniker, I brought this up a moment ago. Megan Doniker filed a complaint against her former boss, Mike Shaw, moaning about him telling her he sought to hire candidates who were most qualified to do the job. DEI advocates like Doniker says hiring should be done through an intersectional lens, whereby applications from people of marginalized backgrounds are given greater weight. I was trying to stay away from that word because if you see her, you'll understand why. Mm-hmm. I know, that was very mean of me. Very unchristian. Shaw, who earns $192,000 a year, the deputy head of Oregon's Department of Forestry, has been put on leave over Doniker's complaint. So he said, I want to hire the most qualified people. I don't care who they are. Most qualified. She says, you have to hire based on intersectional, what's a Christian word here for bull?
Bravo Sierra in the military.
There you go. Yeah. Poop. Yeah, there you go. Poop. I mean, yeah. How crazy is this?
Right.
How crazy? This is the problem with the government. The entire damn government is now based on not merit, not hiring the best person, but who can you get to agree with you politically so we can use that power to elect the same people to continue to destroy the government? Right. We're destroying the American government through this kind of crap.
Absolutely.
And it's not just the people we elect. It's the people that are appointed. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, corporations were all in on it. Fortunately, they're starting to get out of it.
Yes.
But, we've talked about it before. I want the most qualified pilot driving the plane that I'm flying. If the plane's crashing, it doesn't really make me feel that much better that they're a person of some marginalized group.
If your plane's crashing, you want Sully Sullenberger, a man who was cool under pressure and recognized that if he didn't stay calm and do his job and think outside of the box, 150 people were going to die. Right. That's what you want. Well, you don't want some damn person who got by and got into school to be a pilot because their hair color was purple and they happened to be born fat.
Well, did you know, be real quick, the University of Toronto Medical School has just announced that 75% of their classes will be DEI.
What?
75% of University of Toronto's medical school class will be from, they're going to have different standards to get people of different minorities and gender backgrounds into the medical school.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant the classes themselves, like instead of anatomy or...
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, okay, sorry, but I misunderstood.
No, the student body will be 75% DEI admissions. So, boy, if there wasn't not that medical care in Canada is great anyway, but it's going to get a lot worse.
I don't understand this. If you have a brain tumor, do you want somebody like Joe Biden who could barely get into medical school? He could barely get into law school. Or do you want somebody like Ben Carson? I mean, that's really the bottom line. Right. Do you want the best in the world if you have a brain tumor? Or do you want somebody who couldn't spell cat if you gave him all three letters?
Right. And I'm sure the irony is intentional. Ben Carson's black. Joe Biden's white. I'd pick Ben Carson
every
1,000 times out
Sunday.
Of 1,000.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You got that right. Because you want the best.
Right.
You know, something, well,
to be,
here, I'll just say
to
it.
Be the, to be the
D.D. Richardson would be dead today if it wasn't for Michael Champy.
Right.
That's a fact.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It's a truth.
But Ben Carson, the head of neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins, any day of the week. I don't care.
I don't get this. What has happened to us? Why do we want the dumbest people? You know, look, this gal that's suing him, she looks like a damn train wreck by choice.
Yeah.
By choice. Her hair is some peak purple crap. You know, these are choices they make. You know what? In freedom, you have the right to make the choice. But you know what also happens in freedom? There can be consequences to your choice.
Well, right. And what I can't remember who the quote was, but I'm paraphrasing. But when you isolate people from the consequences of their actions, bad things happen. And there's a much more eloquent quote than that. But you
know what? That's pretty blunt and pretty true.
Yeah. These people are facing no consequences for their stupid actions, so we're going to get more stupid actions.
I mean, it's just, we're absolutely bizarre. Here she is. Hey, look, you want to be treated like a normal person? Act like what the boundaries of normalcy are.
Right.
But when you put yourself out there as somebody that's off the cuff here, they're going to look at you off the cuff here because that's the way it is. You walk in with tattoos all over your body and piercings all over your face and your hair is purple and shaved on the sides and look like a thug coming in with a wife beater t-shirt on. People are going to look at you as a wife beater t-shirt guy. Or you could walk in with a suit on or a nice outfit for a female and try to look as respectable as you can. If you're looking for a professional job, who should get hired? I mean, first of all, if you're a person that's going to be representing a company or the government, don't you want someone that will be presentable to society? And if that sounds judgmental, Too bad. Right. It's the way it is.
Right. Unfortunately, the Overton window keeps moving.
Yeah.
And not in a good direction.
I mean, the bottom line is these people make a choice to behave this way, to act this way, to say they're one thing and then there be another. People that are right now walking around on all fours, barking at people like they're a dog, wonder why they can't get a job. I watch all these videos all the time.
At Bath Ironworks, apparently.
Well, yeah. I watch these videos all the time. I enjoy them because you learn things, and they want to know why they can't get hired. Well, you can't get hired because of your bizarre nature, a choice you make.
Right. Exactly.
We got to go. Good to see you, Doc.
Good to
be here.
You
got to go do some doctoring.
I got to go to work.
You got to go do some ciphering. We'll be right back.
This Channel 8 newscast is brought to you by Cup of Joe's, 305 Route 1 in Yarmouth. They roast their beans on site, so you have the best, freshest cup of coffee possible. Their baked goods are amazing, and their people are better. Find out more at cupofjoes.com.
Good morning on this Thursday, October 17th. I'm Terry Stackhouse. Here are Maine's total coverage headlines from Channel 8. One man is dead, another seriously hurt after being hit by a freight train in